This summer in Wisconsin has been warm and muggy, and while uncomfortable for many, those conditions have been good for tourism in Lake Geneva.
Traditionally, when it's hot and humid, people look for cold water to jump in or look at or glide over or swim under. And so this year, from a weather perspective, has helped us, I think, a great deal.
George Hennerly is Executive Vice President of both Lake Geneva's Convention and Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce. He says weather combined with the slowly improving economy has brought more tourists to Lake Geneva this summer.
Last year was probably as bad as it got relative to the economy and the outlook for the economy, because perception and people's willingness to spend discretionary income is really dependent upon their perception of the future. And it was pretty bleak. I think people today are seeing that we've stabilized a little bit. While things aren't particularly great, they don't think they're going to get much worse, so they're going to get out a little bit.
Over the Labor Day weekend, tourists filed on board Lake Geneva Cruise Line's boat, the Walworth. Also known as the U.S. mail boat, a courier delivers mail dockside to residents who live on the lake. The courier jumps from the boat to the dock, puts the mail in the box, and then takes a running leap back onto the boat.
I don't know if you see a big splash back there.
In addition to delivering the mail, the tour also offers up some Lake Geneva history.
The original Green Gables that dated back to 1892, originally purchased by P.K. Wrigley's late father.
In the late 1800s, after the Great Chicago Fire, many displaced wealthy Chicagoans built large grand homes on the lake and started what has become a sort of Chicago tradition. Many Chicago residents drive the roughly 80 miles to spend their summer vacations and weekends on Lake Geneva. The tour boat company's general manager, Harold Freestead, says it's that connection that is vital to keeping Lake Geneva businesses afloat.
It's location, location, location. We are certainly located strategically in the perfect place coming from Chicago. I mean, either they go to Michigan or they come to Wisconsin, and there are several million people that can come up and enjoy what we do.
David Lindelow is general manager of the Abbey Resort, a 90-acre resort, hotel, spa, and marina on Lake Geneva. He says that approximately 80% of their customers come from Illinois, predominantly the Chicago area. He says the 2009 was very difficult as corporations reduced their travel budgets and became more restrictive.
It became unpopular to entertain at resorts, even if they were to acknowledge your associates or to recognize your best clients.
In 2010, he says business travel has improved slightly, but it's those Illinois staycationers who have come out strong.
We had the strongest summer we've had in 7 or 8 years for the leisure traveler. So it's really been terrific. And it really has been people taking shorter vacations closer to home, people reconnecting with their places they've gone in their childhood. Everybody remembers going to Lake Geneva.
But Lindelow says to secure those leisure travelers, they've had to alter their marketing, combining services and adjusting rates. He says the key to bringing in business in these economic times is to recognize that today's traveler wants value, regardless of their demographic. In Lake Geneva, I'm Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.